This is Rock and Roll English. Real people, real English. Here's your host, Martin Johnston.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Rock and Roll English, episode number 209, baby. Oh, yeah. In today's episode, I speak to Dan the Man. Yes, he is back. The main man is back. Some people thought he had disappeared again, but as you will find out in today's episode, he has just been busy doing Dan the Man things. Speaking of which, he shares with us today a very, very, very disturbing story. Okay, so disturbing, I was actually tempted to cut it out of the episode. For the first time ever, I was tempted to cut something out of an episode. But as we know, this is real English, real people. Dan the Man would have told me this story anyway. And as you know, rock and roll English is like listening to two friends chatting in a pub. So the story has not been cut out. But I will say this, prepare yourselves, okay? And I also have put a little bleep in there just because my mum listens, and just to make it slightly less vulgar for everyone, okay? For me included. Also to make you concentrate a bit more, to help you understand what's happening in the story without that word, the important word that has been bleeped out. In other news, the membership to the Rock and Roll English family is opening in 2 weeks. The official day is October the 5th. Okay, remember that by joining the family, you will have access to more than 600, that's right, 600 extra episodes of Rock and Roll English. Can you imagine that? Can you also imagine how much your English will improve listening to something you enjoy 600 times? But I will give you more information about that very soon, so pay attention to the Facebook and Instagram pages of Rock and Roll English, and also your podcast app, because I will make a couple of small podcasts telling you about it. Anyway, here is the episode. Remember, all of the vocabulary is on the website, rockandrollenglish.com/episode209. There is lots of vocabulary, so make sure you go and find it. I will speak to you all again at the end. Happy listening. Dan the Man, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Always fantastic, Dan. Always fantastic. So great to hear your boring voice after such a long time. I think some people thought you were dead.
I thought I was dead at one point.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing about this, actually. But you have resurrected, similar to Jesus. You've always been a kind of Jesus character, haven't you?
I have, yeah.
I think between us, we could make a good Jesus. I've got the look and you've got the character. So I think between us, we would make a good one.
There's a lot of upset people now listening to this.
Although I haven't actually heard anyone say I look like Jesus for a while, maybe.
You do look like Jesus.
Okay, thanks. I needed that. I needed that like boost of confidence again. So I still do look like the Son of God. Sure, thanks. anyway, Dan, it's been a long time, but how do we usually start the show?
With a review.
Do you think we have a review?
Yes.
Unfortunately not. It's a dark time, Dan. It's a dark time.
When was the last time you had one?
You lose count after a while, don't you? You can you know, the first couple of weeks you count, and then after that you kind of lose it. I actually tried to leave a fake review the other day via Mrs. R&R's phone. Mm-hmm. And then there were some complications, and I gave up on myself, Dan. So
even you can't be bothered to make a review.
Exactly. So remember, you can't be bothered. You haven't got the energy. But don't follow my lead, everyone. Please do leave a review. And maybe go for Facebook. They're easier than the iTunes. But all reviews are fine. Anyway, Dan, do you know what we're talking about today?
No.
I did actually tell you yesterday, Dan.
Yeah, but I wasn't sure if you were lying. I didn't want to be, fooled. So I just...
Okay, so he didn't want to be fooled. He didn't want to be tricked. But I wasn't lying. I'm a man of my word, so someone that says what he's going to do. I know, Dan, that you've had a few health problems recently.
Well, that sounds like, I've got arthritis or something. I'm in my 70s.
You're not far off, Dan. Now that you're 36, I'm still 35. You're probably late 30s now. I'm mid 30s. So
yeah, it's not long, though. It's not long.
Well, let's just enjoy it whilst it lasts, okay? You know, you're no spring chicken now, Dan the man. So you're no spring chicken. You're not so young anymore. Not like me and all the other young people. So I thought we could talk about how to avoid injuries. The website I got this from was actually
howtoavoidinjuries.com.
No, it was actually tips for the elderly, how to avoid injuries. Okay, so perfect for you, Dan.
I'm looking forward to this.
Okay, so the first one we have is to remove hazards in the house. Do you have many hazards in your house? So hazards are like dangerous things.
Well, like what?
I don't know, Dan. Knives, you know, that could fall on your head, or...
Well, I stopped putting knives on the ceiling a long time ago. No, I eat all my dinners and breakfast with spoons now, you know, to stop myself hurting myself.
For a minute, I thought you were actually serious there. Because I thought this is a classic Dan the Man phrase of, like, you know, knives just aren't very good, are they? So now I'm using, like... environmental friendly spoons. But the thing about you, Dan, is that hazards find themselves in all situations, don't they? Because I remember you telling me once you were in your living room doing some breathing exercises and you passed out, so then you lost consciousness and hit your head on the floor. So
no,
I don't know what we can do with you, Dan.
No, I hit my head on my knee.
Oh, sorry. That's totally normal.
And then I didn't realise what happened, so I carried on breathing, because obviously I didn't realise I'd fainted. And then my mouth was bleeding. I was like, what is going on? I fainted numerous times. I fainted whilst going to the toilet. And I actually threw up at one point, because I coughed, and then I threw up.
It's literally like a baby that you can't leave alone. But Mrs. Dan the Man, when she goes out, she must think, oh God, I'm going to find him on the floor in the toilet again.
Well, she did say that at one point. She said, please don't do that breathing when I'm not here. I can't even breathe on my own. But give it a go. Honestly, it's fantastic.
You haven't sold it to me. So if you say that, you haven't sold it to me. You've not made it sound so convincing with your mouth bleeding and then on the floor in the toilet.
Yeah, I've obviously taken it too far. But, you know, if you do it... In a sensible way, it's very good.
Okay. Well, about this removing hazards, this is the difficulty, because we can take away the knives, but it's difficult to take away breathing.
Well, no, it's not just breathing. It's like an intense form of breathing.
Okay. That's good. Real intense breathing. Okay. So moving to the next one is discuss their current health conditions. Okay. So any problems you've got? Because I think you do have a couple of problems, Dan. Is that right?
Well, I have one problem. I was cycling, I don't know, a few weeks back.
Here we go, everyone. Put your seatbelts on. Get ready. Here we go.
How much of this story have I told you? I don't even know. So basically, I was cycling back the other day from a lake, and I was following Mrs. Dan the Man on this cycle path. And obviously, on the cycle path, was a massive bin. So Mrs. Dan the Man went round the bin.
That's a good idea, isn't it? See the bin, don't go into the bin, go round the bin.
Exactly. So I followed her, and we were going relatively fast. I'd say quite fast. But then as she went round, there was a pole in the middle of the cycle path. She went to the right of it. I didn't see it, and I hit this thing. Perfectly.
Just ploughed into it. There's a nice term. When you plough into it, you're just going fast and just boom.
Honestly, I could not have hit it better. If I'd hit it a little bit to the left or right, the bike would have sort of fallen to either side. But basically, the bike just stopped.
Congratulations, Dan. You seemed quite proud of that. I couldn't have hit it better. Congratulations for hitting the pole so hard.
Oh, no, it was just perfect. It was in the dead centre. Dead centre. And I went flying over the handlebars. And then, obviously, I got up into like a squat position, because I was a bit shocked, and I was just sat there for a second.
The normal position to get into after having a crash on your bike.
A guy on a bike behind me stopped and said, you're right. I went, yeah, I'm fine. Mrs. Dan, the man, stopped, came back. I was immediately embarrassed because I thought maybe someone's filming this. Maybe, you know, it could be on YouTube. So,
no, maybe someone be filming it. Do you think that someone just goes around following you and just filming you 24 hours a day?
No, but what if someone's doing like a selfie in their on their balcony or something? So I got up and I went to the bike. I couldn't wheel the bike because it was broken. So I had to pick up the bike. My arm was really, really sore. And basically, Mrs. Dalaman went, what are you doing? Sit down. And I said, hang on, follow me. Because I didn't want to be filmed. So we basically just walked around the corner and then I collapsed on the floor.
There's so much there. Like, I didn't want to be filmed. Like the paparazzi were there, like watching you.
Well, I didn't want to be on you. I didn't want to be on one of those videos on YouTube or Instagram. Idiot hits poll.
Just mention it on a podcast then. And so you collapsed on the floor. Did you lose consciousness? Was it like when you breathe and you just fall to the floor again? Or?
Well, I went to the floor and then I stood up and then I thought I was going to faint. And then, but it was okay. After about 5 minutes, it was fine. And then, but basically, I mean, I didn't go to the doctor.
Well, you're so hard, aren't you? So if they say you're so hard, you're so strong and tough. Well, I didn't go to the doctor. Fine.
No. But basically, my arm was really sore and I thought, if this is still really bad tomorrow, then I'll go. And it was slightly better, and I thought, well, I'll give it one more day. And then it improved again. And it improved quite quickly. But basically, I'm fairly sure I dislocated it. But it's still sore now.
So some nice vocabulary, sore. So it's like painful. I mean, if you dislocate your elbow, I think you told me. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you will know about that. And someone has to put it back in place.
No, I think it was a partial dislocation and fractured a part of the bone called the radial head. Listen, I've done a lot of research. I'm effectively an elbow doctor now.
Okay, sure. So if anyone has a problem with their elbow, just give Dan the Man a call. He knows his stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I did that, which was painful.
Jesus. I mean, I just feel sorry for Mrs. Dan the Man. Like, she leaves you at home, she finds you on the floor in the bathroom, she goes out for a nice quiet bike ride, and then you dislocate your elbow.
She just wants a quiet life.
Exactly. That's why I feel sorry for her. She just wants to have a nice quiet life, but she's always having to, like, you know, say to you, how many fingers am I holding up?
Exactly.
So another one on the list here is let the health services know that this elderly person is a risk. So I think Mrs. Dan the Man should do that. You like go to the French authorities and just so they know, just to come and knock on the door every few minutes, yeah, just to make sure you're okay.
Just to check the milk's not piling up outside their door.
Exactly. Another one here is to ask about their last eye checkup, so the last appointment with the opticians, which is the doctor that looks at your eyes. Mm. When was your last checkup, Dan?
A few years ago, but when I got it done, they actually told me I had better than perfect vision.
Does that exist by the definition of the word perfect? Better than perfect, yeah, I don't think actually exists.
20/20 vision is like an estimate of what you consider someone to have better, you know, perfect vision. And my eyesight was better than that. So, you know, that's a quote. That's a quote from a real... real doctor.
A real doctor, not someone that just looked up on Google something about elbows. Exactly. When you look up, it's like when you do a bit of research. This term that you use there, 20/20 vision, I've never actually understood what that means. I've been told I've got this as well, Dan. Okay, so don't think you're great. You've already said, I didn't go to the doctor, I'm so strong. I've got better than perfect vision. Such a specimen, aren't you? So like a perfect body.
Listen, I'm just quoting what the professionals are saying.
But I've got 20/20 as well, Dan. Okay, I went, I mean, admittedly, more than 10 years ago, the last time, to the opticians. But I can still see, baby. I can still see all of the grey hairs you've got there, Dan. So...
Yeah, I've got a lot of them now. A lot of them.
Well, count yourself lucky you've got hairs. Okay, I haven't got many grey ones, but the ones I have got are falling out. I was at the beach the other day with substitute Sabrina, actually. She was in Palermo. It was very windy. The hair was blowing everywhere. And then she just said to me...
It just blew off in the wind.
And then she said to me, are you going bald?
Thanks.
Yeah, exactly. It was a blow, I must admit. It's like a blow, like a punch in the stomach. And I said, well, no, it's just windy. It's just windy. I'm fine. Don't worry. So count yourself lucky, Dan.
It's a funny one, isn't it? No one would ever say, you're fat.
Yeah, but it's all right for the hair, isn't it? I think.
Yeah.
I don't know why. So the next one I have here is see if they are making good decisions. So you take your elderly friend and you see if they are making good decisions because, you know, they start losing their marbles. So when you start losing your marbles, you start going a bit crazy. Mm-hmm. So have you been making good decisions recently, Dan?
The best decisions, yeah.
Better than perfect decisions.
Better than perfect decisions, yeah. I mean, I don't really know how to answer that one. Have you been making better decisions?
I have been. And in fact, now I'm going to make another good decision because Dan the Man told me before the podcast he has a great story, okay? And as basically with all of my friends now, we never actually tell each other stories because we wait for the podcast. So now I'm going to ask you to tell us this story, Dan.
Okay, well, look, maybe it's not great. Maybe it's just different, okay?
I thought it was going to be better than great.
Well, yeah, exactly. All right, so hang on. I have to give you some sort of... I have to set the scene for this, you know, just so I can... Okay.
Here we go. So lovely vocabulary as well. Set the scene, like, just to, like, prepare us. So, you know, everyone get ready, take a seat, you know, get mm-hmm. a cup of tea, and let's enjoy it. Let's go.
So this was sort of, I think it was mid-August or late August, maybe 2 weeks after I'd hurt my arm. And Mrs. Dan, the man, and I were going to the cinema in the centre of Toulouse. So we decided to get one of those, the Toulouse bikes, you know, sort of the city bikes you can get.
And
we
got on the bike sharing, yeah. I'm just sort of just sniggering here. So sniggering, sort of laughing a little bit, just because this could just go anywhere. Of like, I went to the cinema and then I jumped in the screen and then the screen broke and everyone decided to kill me. You just don't know with Dan the Man.
Yeah. This story takes some interesting turns. Anyway, so got on the bike and was cycling into the town, and then I had a flat tire. I was like, oh, for fuck's sake.
So a flat tire is when the wheel has got no air in, let's say.
Exactly. So I said to Mrs. Dan the Man, listen, I've got a flat tire. Let's change it at the next bike station. She goes, okay. So I'm going along, you know, boom, 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 boom. Eventually got to the, you know this bike station. You know when you came and visited me. It's basically right next to a big, big park. It's right outside the front, you know.
I was not paying... I mean, that was 3 years ago, Dan. Do you think I was paying a lot of attention to bike stations?
You know the park, don't you?
Okay.
I know no one else will know the park, but just for Martin's reaction, you need to know where this was, okay? Mm. And so the bike station's there, and we come down, and obviously there's a lot of... It's a weird sort of community in Toulouse of a lot of like homeless people, but it's not like a desolate homeless community.
Are you part of that community, Dan?
No, not yet, and certainly not now. But basically, you know, there are people like drink on the street, they've got dogs with them and all this sort of stuff. But occasionally you get people who are just a little bit out of control. So I came down to the bike machine and I could see these two guys, and they're relatively close together, sort of about 15 feet outside the front of the park. And they were talking quite loudly, and immediately I'm thinking, oh God, I hope they don't talk to me or ask me for money. All right, so I'm on the bike machine looking, and they're to my right at this point, maybe 10 feet to my side, and they're talking quite loudly. I think they're going to come over and talk to me. I just fucking hell, get this bike, get out of here. And then I heard one of them go, c'est bon, which means it's good, you know, that's good, you know, like, oh, this is good. And I thought, Jesus Christ, they're doing like hard drug. I just thought they're either snorting cocaine or shooting up heroin.
Okay, a nice term there for shooting up. That's what you do if you like heroin. Then, then you,
for anyone listening,
you shoot up.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm thinking, Jesus Christ, fucking animals. And as I'm hitting the bike thing, get the bike, turn to my left, get the bike, and I look up and Mrs. Dan, the man's there on her bike, and she sort of looks a little bit shocked. And I went, she goes, Dan, look. And I turn around, and one of them was sucking. It was just 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
I mean, that is not where I expected the story to go. I mean, people listen to this in the daytime, Dan. That's something.
Can you imagine what it was like seeing it? I was so shocked. Okay, I turned around. I looked for about 2 seconds, and I just could not process what was happening. I turned around to Mrs. Dan the Man and went, Is he? I mean, it was so obvious. It was so.
I can't believe that we're talking about this. My mum listens to this podcast, Dan.
What am I meant to do? Honestly, I was fucking mortified. And the thing is, we just got out of there. Actually, I got another flat tire on the bike. But anyway, when I was in the cinema, I thought...
Oh, so the story's not finished there?
No, the story is finished. But I'm just saying, I should have... What I was thinking, should I have gone on, shouted them? Should I have gone on, punched them? And I thought, but then do I want to get in a fight with two blokes and one of them's got his cock out? You know, it was disturbing.
It's disturbing talking about it, Dan.
Oh, honestly, I was. It makes me feel sick now, to be honest.
Well, I'm bloody glad you brought this story up, Dan. Thanks a lot. It's really made everyone feel great. I can just imagine all of the rock and rollers now just thinking, oh, like... I don't want to listen to this podcast anymore.
It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Funny thing though, since then, I've seen this guy two or three times. Yeah, I've never seen him before, but now like his just face is etched in my memory. And he's always like, pissed on the side of the street. But the other day, I saw him journaling, which I thought was interesting. You know, probably writing a poem.
I would also just like to say at this point that it's no problem, me and Dan the Man are not saying because, you know, two men doing this. It's just the fact no one wants to see that. With a man and a woman, no one wants to see that, do they? Like, keep that. If you want to do that, that's absolutely fine. No problem at all. You do that all day, all week, all year, whatever you want to do. Please just try and do it, you know, behind closed doors, as we say.
Martin doesn't even like people kissing in the street, so don't even start on jobs.
Well, a little kiss, like a peck, which we call it, just a little... That's fine.
But no chance.
Also, but any tongues. I don't like to see tongues in public, especially now with the virus. Like, you know, you can't be playing tonsil tennis with anyone. So tonsil tennis is a nice, stupid way to say kissing, let's say.
But obviously, we've told this story to quite a few people since then. And I was in the pub the other day and I heard Mrs. Dan the Man saying something. And I had to sort of interrupt halfway through. And basically, because it was right next to a toilet in the street, she said she saw a Deliveroo box and suggested maybe it was a Deliveroo driver. I said, there's no way that was a fucking Deliveroo driver stopping to give someone a job, right? So the only conclusion I can have is the Deliveroo guy.
What, Dan, right, what is a Deliveroo guy?
You know, like Uber Eats, someone who delivers food, you know.
Okay, right. Yeah.
So the only conclusion I can come from that is he stopped to go to the toilet, gone to the toilet, and now he's going to open the door at some point to two blokes each other's.
Right, can we just say, let's just not use these terms anymore for the rest of this podcast.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, it's
Wow. I mean, that was disturbing, as you described
and
it.
And just to reiterate, it's no problem that it was two blokes. It's just, I don't want to see it.
Yes, especially at 3:30 in the afternoon. Maybe, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning. So a nice term there to reiterate, to say again. I mean, where can you go from there? Actually, that's the one thing that we have got left here is actually quite relevant, actually. On this website, it did actually say, check if the elderly person is pasty. So when you're pasty, you're a bit white, let's say, which I think I might be pasty now from listening to that story. And I think all of the listeners might be... a bit white. I hope everyone's fine. I hope no one falls on the floor like Dan. Mm-hmm. I mean, this happened to me again the other day, actually, when I hadn't even heard this story. I went to work, got there. My manager said to me, are you sick? And I said, no, I'm fine. And then she said, oh, you must just be tired. And
thanks.
I was like, I thought I was fine. I went to bed at 10:30 last night. God knows what she's going to think when I go to work today after you've told me that story.
It's sickening.
Indeed. Well, I mean, that's the end of the podcast. So take care, Dan, is all I'm going to say. You look after yourself, okay? Yeah. Everything you've told me in this podcast is making me very worried about you, okay? You know, you're falling over in the bathroom, you're falling off your bike, and you've got some new friends that are doing strange things. Yeah. I'm not going to mention it, that are doing strange things in the afternoon.
They're great guys. They're great guys. They're misunderstood.
So just stay safe, Dan, okay? Avoid injury, okay?
Yeah, will do.
Okay, thanks a lot. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so that was Dan the Man and me speaking about, well, tips for the elderly and a very disturbing story. Also, listening to that again, the part about we were going to the cinema, was that relevant? I'm not sure. That's Dan the Man for you though, isn't it? He lives on another planet. Anyway, let's have a look at that rock and roll vocabulary. Dan the Man said he didn't want to be fooled. So if you fool someone, you trick someone. I said to Dan that I'm a man of my word. So if you are a man of your word, you do what you're going to say. If I say see you tomorrow, I will see you tomorrow. Unless, of course, you avoid me. But I will have the intention to see you. I said to Dan, you're no spring chicken. So that's a nice way to say you're getting a bit old. And we spoke about removing hazards. So hazards are things that are dangerous. We also had the lovely term of pass out when Dan the Man passed out from his breathing exercises. And then I used a nice term to say basically I'm not interested in doing that when I said you haven't sold it to me. You haven't really convinced me. Then we had Dan on the bike and how he ploughed into the pole. So if you plough into something, you just don't stop. You keep going as fast as you can and boom, you hit it. He said his arm was a bit sore. So if it is sore, it hurts a little bit. Then I said to Dan, you're so hard when he said that he didn't go to the doctors. You know, he's so strong. If someone is hard, they are strong. Like, fuck, he's hard. I don't want to mess with him. We spoke about the opticians, which is the doctor for your eyes. Lots of people have difficulty with the name of that doctor. And speaking of that doctor, maybe he or she will tell you you have 20/20 vision, which means basically perfect vision. I don't know why we say 20/20. Maybe you do in your language as well. I don't know. Or you can have better than perfect vision if you're Dan the Man. I describe Dan as such a specimen. So a specimen is used in this situation to say like a perfect body, perfect human being. In fact, scientists use these because it's like the perfect example. They use a specimen. So if they need to show an example of like a superhuman, they can use Dan the Man. I described how when substitute Sabrina said to me, are you going bald? It was a blow. So it was like someone punched me in the stomach or the testicles. And then I said older people start losing their marbles. So if you lose your marbles, you go crazy. It's just another funny way to say it. Yep, he's losing his marbles. He's going crazy. Dan the Man set the scene for us when he told us that story by telling us lots of irrelevant information about the cinema. He was like preparing us, but I don't think you can ever be prepared to hear that kind of story. I used the term sniggering when I said I'm just sniggering here, just laughing a little bit. We had flat tire when you've got no air in your wheel of the bike. We had a lovely term for shooting up heroin. So, you know, if you like heroin, then I suppose you shoot up, well, you shoot it up. I'm not actually sure how that works, but maybe you do if you like heroin. I don't know, but always good vocabulary to know. Or if you don't do that and maybe you're watching a TV series, it could still be useful. We had it do it behind closed doors. There's a nice term to say, basically do it in private. We were talking about kissing and I said, I'm okay with a little peck. So a little peck is just a very nice little kiss like that. Certainly not tonsil tennis, which is a very funny slang term to say like tongues, you know, passion, touching. No one wants to see that in public, do they? You know, do it behind closed doors. And then Dan the Man said he wanted to reiterate that it was not a problem that two men were doing this. So when you reiterate it, you say it again, basically, and make it very, very clear. Then we had the term pasty when we were talking about old people that sometimes can get pasty if they're not feeling very well. Also young people. That means you go very white, like I'm sure you did when you heard Dan the Man's story. Anyway, remember, all of the rock and roll vocabulary is on the website rockandrollenglish.com/episode209. I will see you in 2 weeks for another episode, but remember, membership to the Rock and Roll English family is opening very soon, so I will be in contact about that as well. Take care, people. Stay strong, but most importantly, just keep on rocking, baby.
Thanks so much for listening to Rock and Roll English. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit rockandrollenglish.com and facebook.com/rockandrollenglish. We'll catch you next time.